brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I've been talking in the last hour how we've been occupied by the private banks that created the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and how they maneuver every country towards total bankruptcy to consolidate and take control of the nation. Their philosophy is eugenics. Look at Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. They fund all the fake green groups, all the anti-family groups. This is the program. This is the takeover. This is the plan. And then what the IMF and World Bank do on record is they take billions of U.S. dollars or euros and loan them at loan-sharking rates of the third world and tell them, here's where you've got to spend your money. And it's with globalist corporations who then make sure the public never gets any of the wealth. They don't want any wealth. They don't want a wealth-driven economy. They don't want prosperity. The Federal Reserve always says, we don't want to overheat the economy. That means they don't want you to get too much wealth. They don't want to create new waves of middle class, the historic enemy of the robber barons. And look, everybody already knows all this. Everybody knows that Russia, when the Soviet Union fell, the very same banksters that had helped put in the communist 80 years before, or 70 years before, that the very same globalists then took over that economy through the IMF and World Bank and looted it. But the Russians got wise to what was happening and kicked the globalists out. Now, just a new group of kleptocrats are in charge, but they want actual prosperity because they understand that's more to skim off a prosperous group. They're not as anti-human as the globalist. And so that's what's going on in Russia right now, and that's why it's the arch enemy of the banksters. It's not that I side with Russia. It's that I side against the globalist occupying anybody, whether it's Russia, whether it's Syria, whether it's our republic. It doesn't matter. That's what's happening, and that's the big news. InfoWars is able to force stuff into the dominant press, which is alternative and mainstream. We're able to break major news, and we have all the facts in front of us of the IMF World Bank takeover plan, of the Joseph Stiglitz documents that were leaked 11 years ago detailing all this. We've been warning people. Now we're here. We saw a big round of this in 2008. Now we're seeing another round of it, and that's what Obamacare is a tax to foreign and offshore banks. That's the talking point, the truth. Obamacare is a tax to foreign offshore banks that own the insurance companies. The insurance companies wrote the bill. The blue bloods at Forbes love looting economies. They're supporting it. They're saying that communist Chinese run America. They own our debt. Our Congress isn't allowed to not do this. And they're going to drop the stock market. As we told you, it's happening. They're going to drop the futures market. They're going to hold us hostage and say, you let Obamacare happen. We don't care if your bill funds the rest of the government, or we're going to shut everything off. And we're like, really? And when that happens, we know who to blame, the globalists. We're going to take our country back and have you arrested. And it doesn't matter if you run to Switzerland or Luxembourg or Norway. It doesn't matter if you run to the Cook Islands. It doesn't matter if you run to New Zealand. We're going to get extradition orders, and we're going to come, and we're going to get you. Do you understand that? You are not going to get away with this. And they've already figured that out in the last 5 years, that most of the smart money's on, they're going to fail, at least partially. That's why all the big money's been running to armored redoubts in the middle of nowhere. They've been running to places like Romania. They've been running to places like Hungary. They've been running to the Transylvanian mountains. I'm not making this up. They have been running and hiring private security firms. You better run. You're not. You miscalculated. You got too greedy. You screwed too many people. And the sleeping giant is awake. I'm going to get Dr. Corsi's take on this and Obamacare. We're getting into his new book, already a bestseller, Who Really Killed Kennedy. That's coming up. But it's just history's happening right now. And exactly what the globalists have done to everybody else, they're doing to us. I'm going to recap what I've said in the last hour when we come back and go to Dr. Corsi, get his take on it and more. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Been on with us a lot the last month. That's because when I need to really get some deep geopolitical analysis that I know is no nonsense and incredibly well researched and on target, I go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. You go to Ray McGovern and other top analysts as well, but Corsi really, over the years, I've gotten to just continually be marvel and respect his analysis. So we're going to look at Obamacare, the shutdown. And at the bottom of the hour, his new book for the balance of the hour. It's already a bestseller, Who Really Killed Kennedy 50 Years Later. And that ties into this whole shadow government and what's currently happening right now. And by the way, we're selling the book, Who Really Killed Kennedy 50 Years Later, stunning new revelations about the JFK assassination. Dr. Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D., two-time number one New York Times bestselling author. And every one of his books has been in the top 10. What a trailblazer. I'm not kissing his rumpus. It's just he really knows what he's talking about. We're honored to have him. We're going to him here in just a moment. Speaking of things that are very, very serious, if you go up to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, I tweeted this out on Saturday because it's so important. Yale professor Fukushima will threaten humanity for thousands of years. A Yale professor and many other top radiologists and physicists are cautioning the world to wake up from its nuclear slumber and face the severity of the Fukushima radiation crisis, warning that all of humanity will be threatened for thousands of years if the Fukushima Unit 4 pool is not kept cool, which they're having trouble doing. They're storing all this radioactive waste that is basically set to start exploding again or set on fire. And the background radiation since the 40s has doubled the northern hemisphere. It's almost gone up another level to a tripling, so it's almost triple. And folks ask, what do you do? Well, you can't move to the southern hemisphere. Or I guess you could if you're retired. The answer is take nascent iodine. This is special iodine, folks. I did research for myself and my family and with the medical doctors and the scientists and the nutritionists. They kept saying, look, seaweed's great. The monophyllin, wonderful from the southern hemisphere. Other things are wonderful. And we sell that at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's nascent iodine. In the entire metabolic system of the body, this is the atomic iodine. Doesn't mean it has anything radioactive, but it's just called atomic because it's the pure iodine, not the toxic stuff that's sold at the store, not the rad pills the government pushes, which is good in a radiological event, but for everyday use, for overall health, just across the board, ladies and gentlemen, Survival Shield from InfoWarsLife.com, the first in a long line of products that we're developing with Dr. Edward Group and others. Simply amazing. I've been taking it for over a month and a half. My wife is marveling at it. I'm sure everyone can look at me and see I've lost more weight again. I'm eating more and taking this and losing weight. Now, that's how it works for me, and that's what Dr. Group said it does for people, because the thyroid's regulating the other hormones, and the other stuff the body can't break down, the chemical stuff that they sell at the stores and even health food stores. This is very hard to get. This is the raw nuclear iodine. You have to be DEA approved at the plant to even buy this stuff. By the way, when they bought a bunch and made it for us, the DEA did visit. The point is that that's how good it is for your body. And, of course, the drug dealers need it as one of the precursors. The point is that this is so good for your body, ladies and gentlemen. And we sold out of all of it except about 1,000 bottles. And it'll be about 2 weeks till we get more. But after those are sold, you can still order, and it'll be a two-week back order, maybe a week back order. We're not sure. The point is that it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, but in the future, InfoWarsLife.com will be the main site with all of it. And if you go to that address, it takes you there. You can also call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. We bought enough iodine, we thought, to last us 2 months. So I'm like, wow, this stuff's so incredible. I need to come out with it, because that's what I'm moving into, is doing that. So I can assure it's the very best. So again, InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield, nascent iodine, dietary supplement. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, you'll still be able to continue to order it after it's sold out. We'll just have a notice there that to expect 2 weeks until we're able to ship it out. So 3 weeks probably after these are sold out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And this isn't just something for your emergency area. This is something that I personally, and you can go do your own research on it, but I personally have found is the thing hiding in plain view, but not regular iodine. And, of course, consult your physician before you use it, especially if you're nursing if you're a mother who has a nursing child or if you're pregnant and things like that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, shifting gears here, folks. Geraldo Rivera is coming up sometime in the third hour for the next 45 minutes or so. We're joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. And before we get into his new book, I want to talk about Obamacare, the government shutdown, the incredible betrayal. Does he agree with Mitch McConnell that let it go ahead and go through now? We tried to stop it. It's so horrible, it'll discredit collectivists forever. My point is it'll shut the economy down, and they'll just use some other government shutdown to blame the implosion of the economy and blame it on libertarians and conservatives. Plus, it's immoral to let it kind of be a false flag where we let them do it to discredit them, because they've done this everywhere else. They're going to pose and claim libertarians and Republicans blocked it and then it never got implemented right. And then fully socialize health care. So I say do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. But separately, and I just spent the last hour on this, what I believe is the key to all this, and I want Dr. Corsi's take on this first. Just as during October of 2008, we saw the offshore banks, the Federal Reserve, hold us hostage to get tens of trillions of dollars in banker bailout money, or they would implode the economy, as Henry Paulson threatened the Congress. He said, blood in the streets, tanks in the streets. Well, now the bullets and the tanks are actually delivered. And Al-Qaeda is not the threat, we're told. It's conservatives, libertarians, gun owners in the fetters. People like Dr. Corsi, myself, WorldNetDaily.com, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, Ron Paul. We're the ones in the Southern Poverty Law Center reports. We're the ones being lied about. We're the ones MSNBC says is racist with no proof. You know, if I say somebody's a racist, I'm going to show the clip. They are coming after us because we know it's a globalist takeover. We're occupied, captured by the globalists, just as Greece is, just as Iceland was, just as Spain was. And they always say, give us this new tax, whether it's the bailout or Obamacare, that's a tax to foreign banks. And, of course, he can talk about this. He worked at the highest levels of international banking. You know, he was a Harvard economist, basically. I want to get his take on this because I know, if we get the truth out to people with articles like this one out of Bloomberg, where they're so arrogant, they come out and say, and there's another one here in Forbes, you got to ask the communist Chinese if you can have a government shutdown, and they brag, checkmate, America's occupied by financial and foreign interests, just like a third world country under gunboat diplomacy. So if we point out that the Panama Canal, all our infrastructure, General Motors, everything's being transferred to China in a dirty trick by the globalists who need a home, and that you know, Maurice Strong and all of them live over there now. If we point out this double cross with the IMF, the World Bank, the Saudi Arabians, the communist Chinese, who already dictate what movies we can put out, just like the Saudi Arabians. I don't like Israel dictating some of what we do. I'm not defending Israel, but the point is, no one ever talks about the Chi-Coms or the Saudis, and they're the ones always giving me problems. They're the ones always coming down on me, folks, okay? They're the ones who are teamed up with the big banks and these other globalists and European interests. And it's a bunch of criminals over all these countries teamed up doing it. So we're going to skip this network break. This is so important to give Dr. Corsi more time. But my point is, if we point out Obamacare is a shutdown of America, it's the free market shutdown. There is no shutdown of the abominable occupied federal government. They're not even shutting down all the core stuff. It is literally a way to make you think that you only survive because of them. And it makes them the center of attention. And this is how they've taken over Brazil, Nigeria, Greece. And notice when Greece gave them all the money they wanted, they imploded more. Notice when France did this, they imploded more. Notice when Spain did it, they imploded more. And now the bankers are going to do it to the Western world. This is so historical, and I wanted Dr. Corsi's take on that and where he sees us historically, because I see an awakening. But at the same time, if we don't explain to people that this is a globalist takeover, a war against sovereign nations and individual wealth and private property, if we don't point that out to everyone and point out that Obamacare is a takeover of America and is designed to wreck us and drive us into the welfare rolls as they make tens of millions go on part-time, the employer mandate, 63% of doctors say they're going to retire early. My dad is. I mean, it is. My dad has been working another 10 years. He loves being a physician. Everybody he knows is getting ready to retire. That's the plan. So that's a lot I just said, Dr. Corsi. Some stations, like XM, only joined us in the last 2 hours. I wanted to recap where we're at. You've heard the compendium of what I've said. I mean, I know you're going to agree with me because I've read your writings and your research. This is a fact. But you and I know this. We need the public to know this and then get it out to everybody else, because from a military and historic and political perspective, when we phrase this right, that it's a foreign occupation, which it is, by suits and UN bureaucrats above the law, backed up by the Chi-Coms, it's over. We've got to get that message out that they're holding us hostage to implode us, not holding us hostage to fix the economy, and the only way out is to run up the flag of, you know, the black flag of no surrender and charge, you know, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. Dr. Corsi.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. I think we're at a critical point here with the shutdown. I mean, if Obamacare goes into effect, it is clearly going to wreck the economy. It's clearly designed to wreck the economy. That's what people don't understand. This is the Democrats had planned this from the beginning to destroy the economy. And by the way, most of the Republicans went along with it. Now, what's happened as it gets closer to implementation and people are realizing how disastrous Obamacare is. I mean, we list the disasters. It's making America part-time employed. It's going to have death panels. I mean, I began to call it Obamacide, as in homicide. I mean, the quality of medical care is going to deteriorate rapidly. The powers that be, the elite, know this. It's not designed to give universal medical care. There's going to be as many uninsured under this bill as there were before. It's just going to deteriorate the quality of health care and put it under government control. So I agree with you. The only thing to do at this point is to fight it, not to agree with it.
That's why SNY has a nightly show devoted entirely to New York sports. Because who cares about coverage from Orange County when you...
Hey, Doc, I think something launched on your computer. I had that happen earlier to me. Go ahead. You're back, sir.
I'm back, okay.
Please continue. The only thing to do is...
The only thing to do is to fight this and to let the government shut down. The idea of a last-minute fix or the – I mean, this is a game of chicken at this point. The president thinks that he'll get his way by refusing to negotiate with the Republicans. Finally, I think the Tea Party conservatives have gotten through to the Republicans in the House that they're going to lose their seats. They're going to be voted against. It's suicide to vote for Obamacare. Even John Boehner and Mitch Kantor have finally got the message. So a showdown now is inevitable, and I think a showdown is the only possible thing that might save the country from Obamacare. What Obama's counting on is that the Republicans will lose their nerve and that he can beat the drums with the mainstream media, causing panic that the government's shutting down. The truth is, if the government shuts down, most Americans won't feel it at all, and at most it's going to be a minor inconvenience. Although I'm sure the Obama people will try to make it as painful as possible, delays at airports, other closings of public parks, etc. But I think Americans are going to feel after a short period of time that it's better to suffer this inconvenience and to fight a fight now against Obamacare, because if Obamacare gets funded at this point, the possibility of repealing it at a later point is uncertain. And if the forces that want Obamacare in power, and it's not just Democrats. Democrats, Republicans, I think it's the bankers. It's those who want to control the American economy. If they win at this point, if Obamacare gets funded and they get through this hurdle, don't count on having another chance to repeal it.
And, of course, this is Cloward and Piven 101 here, Dr. Corsi. Explain to people what Cloward and Piven is.
Well, Cloward and Piven, there were two sociologists who were at Columbia when Obama was supposedly there. And their whole idea was to create a communist state in which we would move to eliminate private property, go to a collectivism of a Soviet-style government only by collapsing capitalism. And their whole idea, Cloward and Piven, of collapsing capitalism was to so pile the demands on a social welfare system that eventually the system went bankrupt. And we're right at that point right now. We can't really absorb the costs of Obamacare. You're going to find, again, Obamacare is a tax. That's another thing I think people have got to really understand. This is a tax, and it's designed to be punitive. You're going to find young people who are looking at, you know, $300 a month if they want to get insured under Obamacare, when they don't need to have this kind of insurance at this point in their lives. You're not going to find more people being insured. It's not going to happen. You're going to find doctors who want to leave. The health care exchanges aren't going to work. The only people who are going to go to the exchanges are sick and are going to look for insurance that they couldn't otherwise get, which, by the way, will bankrupt the insurance companies who participate. This thing is a disaster in every scope, but people got to understand it was meant to be a disaster. The whole purpose of Obamacare was to implode the American health system.
And that's right. And Obama, as you know, earlier this year hired the head French economist that helped destroy their economy and bring 100+% taxes on the middle class to collectivize everyone, because the top socialists, it all turned out, had Swiss bank accounts and were above the law. And they didn't even get in trouble. This is an authoritarian takeover. They've doubled the number of people on food stamps. It's set to double again the next 5 years. This has been, Obama has been incredibly successful. He has devastated with the globalists and the big banks the country, and the country's on life support right now, and Obamacare is the lethal injection.
And notice that members of Congress are exempted and their staffs exempted from Obamacare. That should tell everybody something. And even in this shutdown, guess who's going to get paid? Members of Congress and their staff. So, you know, the pain being inflicted by Obamacare is on the American people, and the goal is to destroy the middle class. And if we just take a perspective, it used to be that everybody got health insurance who was employed. You got it as part of your employment package. Today, we've deteriorated the system so far that not only are you not getting health insurance where you work, your work is being turned into part-time labor. So you can avoid having to have the health insurance paid by the employer. And the whole structure is designed to be a warfare against employment, pushing more and more people into the hands of government dependency, more and more people in the hands of food stamp and other forms of government checks. And the government's now going to try to, you know, the Obama administration is going to try to scare everybody that if we don't allow the federal government to continue operating in its huge bloated structure, disaster is going to occur. I remind everybody that when the sequester hit, there wasn't any disaster, and there won't be any disaster in the government shutdown.
Sure, Dr. Corsi, let me throw this out there at you. The Weekly Standard pointed out something we've pointed out before. Obamacare website quietly deleted references to free health care. They'd done this in emails they were sending out a few months ago, but now it's off the site. Before it said, where can I get free or low-cost care in my community? Now it says, where can I get low-cost care in my community? What about what Mitch McConnell says, that, oh, let's let it go through, it's so horrible, it'll destroy them? No, I mean, their constituents, God bless them, are so gullible and uninformed that they're going to end up blaming those of us. I mean,
precisely. You don't let a train wreck happen so you can blame it on the other side. You try to prevent the train wreck from happening. It's unpredictable. If Obamacare fails, the opponents of Obamacare are just going to get blamed anyway. We'll be blamed. I'll be blamed. You'll be blamed because we opposed it. We criticized it. Mitch McConnell is wrong. The only thing to do right now is to take a principled stand on this and draw a line and tell the international bankers, tell the federal government, we're tired of it. Let's go back to the printing our own money, get rid of the Federal Reserve. A crisis is coming. There's no doubt that this whole system of debt is going to implode. It'll implode the minute the Federal Reserve stops buying our own debt. And there's a point at which we can't continue buying our own debt. And the government knows it.
And instead of them holding us hostage and maneuvering us into a thing where they're in control, when they pull the plug either way, they're the authors of the whole thing. They're the ones that get in trouble, not capitalism and free market and those of us that warned, like you and Ron Paul, for 35 years. We should get medals, not be blamed for it. So we better explain all this right now so they get the blame and we don't get scapegoated.
And also, you know, look, let the forces that be, the bankers, the insurance companies, and insurance companies want this, by the way. They funded Democrats very heavily on this. Obama wants this desperately. Let's not let them have it. Let's just, if the New World Order forces want Obamacare so badly, that alone is a sign it ought to be destroyed, because you know its intention is more control, more serfdom, more destruction of the private economy, less income and less control for people in their own hands, and forcing everything into a government health system. We've got to draw a line, and if it's at all possible to destroy Obamacare now, let's do that. And by the way, a shutdown on the government, I'd love to see people understand after 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months, that we don't need this much government anyway. Why not shut it down? Why not shut massive portions of it down permanently?
Exactly. We should send the House Republicans that are doing a good job thank you notes here. I mean, I can't wait to have the feds off my back. I wish they'd all go to hell. I'm sorry. Stay there, Dr. Corsi. We're going to come back and shift gears into your book that just came out today. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Patriots believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that protecting the home front is our responsibility. At PatriotCrimeDefense.com, we bring you the smartest, most affordable investment for your home to protect you and your family from thugs and criminals. Don't let them forcibly take what you've worked so hard for. Visit PatriotCrimeDefense.com or call 888-960-2946. Invest in your family and your home at PatriotCrimeDefense.com, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My friends, if you've read The Road to Serfdom, written decades ago, if you've studied history, the reason I get angry and start almost hyperventilating on air is the IMF and the World Bank are on record going in and giving loans to third world countries at loan sharking rates, and in internal agreements, they only get it so the country has to agree that they won't pay it back, and then a piece is given to the dictator or given to the corrupt Congress or the corrupt parliament, and a $1 billion loan in Nigeria becomes 40 plus billion in debt. You pay 40 billion over the years on a $1 billion loan. And they gave terms to Greece and others that they knew would hammer the economy. Joseph Stiglitz left as the chief economist of the World Bank in 2002, and 2,000 pages of documents got leaked to Joseph Stiglitz. They declared national security on them, but not before he put out 100-plus pages on my show. The BBC Newsnight put it out. He was on my show the same day. The same day, he said, I can come on your show once it airs. It was airing over in England 6 hours ahead, a tape of it, you know, that he'd shot, the equivalent of Nightline, Greg Palast, while he was on my show live, breaking it in 2002, where they planned to do this to America. That's the thing. These are criminals. They are the ones that lobby for welfare and socialism, so they always have a kept group that will riot. They call it the IMF riot. They have all these actuary battle plans. We always knew this, but it leaked. And Stiglitz, when he's come on the show probably five times, always says, I did not leak that, by the way. Do not say I leaked that. Okay, it just got leaked the same time you quit and went public about it. But I do admire Stiglitz, even though I don't agree with some of his politics, because he honorably quit. This is the most immoral thing you can do. Just like carbon taxes, double on the third world will kill a billion people in a decade, Lord Monckton's numbers show. And his numbers are dead on. This is eugenics. This is command and control. All of our ancestors, one way or another, came here from Europe. If you come from Europe or even other nations after that, in the second and third waves, because you weren't allowed to be a doctor if your family wasn't doctors. You weren't allowed to own land if your family didn't own lands. You weren't allowed to even be a blacksmith if your family wasn't a blacksmith. You were kept where you were. And why do you think Mexico's gone from 10 million people to 30 million in the last 20 years? They turned all of southern and central Mexico, west and east, and into UN biospheres. My dad in the 80s looked at buying land down there when I'd never heard of biosphere. We went down to Mexico and looked at rich Europeans, Americans, and Mexicans buying Mayans land that they'd been on for thousands of years, and you were only allowed to build certain things on it. There were UN signs, UN brochures, and my dad said, I don't want to buy land. I remember my mom and my dad in Cancun after we'd driven out, and I'm going back to Dr. Corsi, after we'd driven back from the middle of nowhere on the coast down there, and he said, I don't know. He goes, I don't want to buy land they took from farmers and fishermen. Years later, I go to Cozumel and other places. There's no fishermen fishing. They're not allowed to under it. Only big trawlers are allowed to come by. So they've all got to move. Can't grow corn anymore. Can't fish anymore. Big trawlers are only allowed to get the fish because they pay the Mexican government. It's all Agenda 21. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. So they all got to go to Mexico City to be slaves to then bring down America's wages and make us slaves. Just like China's used as a race to the bottom that Ross Perot warned us about. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, amazing new book, just finished it this weekend, Who Really Killed Kennedy, already shooting up the New York Times bestseller list, just coming out today. 50 years later, stunning new revelations about the JFK assassination. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason it's so important is that it gets into who controls it and how it was a coup over America by the very same special interests that now want a coup over any form of wealth. They want you poor by design. It is such a crime. I love wealth. I love when I see somebody who's successful or with a beautiful wife or beautiful kids, I admire them. These people and the folks that serve them hate your wealth. They hate your success. And they're enemies of humanity, folks. And this is a philosophy throughout history. Are you for prosperity and admiring the virtuous? Or are you gang-related, gang mentality, thug mentality, organized crime mentality? Dr. Corsi, I'm ranting. I want you to finish up on the whole banking takeover that we just mentioned and what I just talked about, this radical transformation. This is not rhetoric. This is really happening. America's going into the guillotine right now. And then segue in the 25 minutes we've got left into your new book.
Well, it's basically the background of the book. I mean, I point out that the Kennedy assassination, which I've studied now for 50 years, I knew the Kennedys. I was back with my father. He was a labor lobbyist in the 50s in Washington. I'll go back to the McClellan Committee hearings, and it was a coup d'etat that killed Jack Kennedy, engineered by the highest powers in America and covered up by those same powers, including CIA, including Lyndon Johnson, in conjunction with the mob. And going back to the McClellan Committee hearings, which was the start of Jack Kennedy's real rise to national prominence, that was the hearings against the mob going into the Teamsters Union. One of the key families that I write about that people don't really know much about, the Elkins crime family in the West, warned Kennedy that he was going to be killed and that the assassination would occur from a plot of a high-powered rifle with a scope and a tall building on a motorcade. Even the day Jack Kennedy awoke in Fort Worth on November 22, 1963. He was talking about how easy it would be to kill him that day. Kennedy knew an assassination attempt was in the works, and he also knew it was being organized from within the government.
Continue.
Well, the attempt to kill Jack Kennedy, there were three attempts to kill Jack Kennedy in November of 63. First two failed, one in Chicago and one in Tampa. Dallas succeeded.
And it's important that it was a Secret Service agent in Chicago that stopped the first one.
Correct. And he tipped off the Kennedys. The plot stopped because Kennedy didn't go to Chicago. In Tampa, Kennedy had to go to Tampa, and the security was beefed up. But in Dallas, they thought, you know, everybody trying to protect Kennedy thought it was raining that day, which it was in Fort Worth when the day started. By the time they flew the short 10-minute flight to Dallas, the rain stopped and the bubble top was taken off the car, which is the reason the squad in place to do the assassination, the shooters, went ahead. They didn't stand down. But, what my book addresses is not, I name the shooters. I say who was there and how they got there. But the critical point is the forces who put them there. And I say Jack Kennedy started signing his death warrant the day he fired Alan Dulles from the head of the CIA in the Bay of Pigs because Alan Dulles was trying to trick Jack Kennedy into using a naval airstrike from a carrier offshore. In this failed CIA invasion that was not a popular uprising, and Jack Kennedy wouldn't do it. Jack Kennedy said no to the CIA, fired Alan Dulles, and of course I trace Alan Dulles and his brother, John Foster Dulles, who was Secretary of State under Eisenhower, back to before the war when they were working at Harriman Brothers' firm in Wall Street, and they were financing Hitler. But people have to understand, we financed Hitler. We put Hitler into place in Wall Street. And also in that firm were the two patriarchs of the Bush family, Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker. And they were involved in funding Hitler, too. The Bushes and the Dulleses were running a Nazi bank in New York, Union Bank, that FDR closed down in the first days of World War II after Pearl Harbor. But Dulles stayed in the game. Dulles went to Bern, Switzerland for the OSS.
And by the way, the word I've got is exactly the CIA and the people who've been in OSS and worked with the Nazis. They were the recipients of lots of the Nazi hoard that was the wealth of Europe, and that's the shadow wealth that's been funding the New World Order since then.
In fact, in 1943, as I point this out in the book and go in detail, that starting in 1943, when the Nazis in the know knew that they were going to lose the war, Martin Bormann, who was number two to Hitler, with Alan Dulles, took billions, today it'd be trillions, of the plundered wealth, you know, the gold from the Jews in the concentration camp, the bullion, the stolen art, the treasuries that had been looted. And Alan Dulles and Martin Bormann invested that money into the U.S. stock market through agents in Switzerland. A lot of our post-war boom was funded by Nazi money. The other place they put it was in Argentina. The Nazis, it's critical people understand, the Nazis who escaped Germany escaped because we, Alan Dulles, the OSS, we allowed them to escape. We facilitated their escape.
30,000 in one wave.
And we brought over our Operation Paperclip, at least 20,000, I estimate, scientists, including, you know, people like Wernher von Braun, who did the V-2 program. He headed our intercontinental missile program, and he headed our space program for the man on the moon. He was building the V-2 terror rocket with Jewish slave labor in the concentration camp, a missile that was able to handle atomic weapon if the Nazis had ever developed one.
Well, look at Goddard. Look at all of them.
And also the whole agency, the whole Galen, not Gestapo, that formed a pillar of our CIA.
Reinhard Galen?
Yes. We took that whole organization and made it one of the cornerstones of the CIA when it was built on the Nazi foundation. See, what people don't understand, I think, Alex, is national, the new world order comes from National Socialism. National Socialism, the Nazis, were a leftist party. They believed in a partnership between government and business for lying wars, rearmament in order to promote the economy, multinational business. They opposed the communists, as the communists wanted to eliminate private property. Nazis wanted to enhance private property. They wanted to put it in the hands of an international elite that was going
in
to...
In fact, for those that don't know, Hitler had his own model of the UN he wanted to set up, his own League of Nations. And they were even planning on how to feed people food that was tainted and stuff so they would slowly die because they calculated people would resist a frontal assault. So they even had a plan to depopulate the earth. And the British eugenicists and other eugenicists, though they funded and helped set up the Nazis, for those that don't know, double-crossed them, but then adopted their entire program. The 68 Gun Control Act is the Nazi Gun Control Act from Nuremberg. That's on record.
The first universal health care that we're fighting today with Obamacare was put in place by the Nazis.
The Olympics, the modern Olympics, created by Adolf Alois Hitler. He drew the ring symbol, the Volkswagen. He designed it. I mean, basically, when you realize that most of our world is basically Nazi. But it's not saying they're Nazis. It's that they took the Nazi model, mixed it with the British Empire model, and that's the New World Order.
This is the New World Order. And it was a Nazi idea to have a New World Order. And the Dulleses and the Bushes embraced it. And they brought it back and they formed it as the cornerstone of our post-World War II, Cold War, which people have got to understand. Also, the Dulleses, the military, when Eisenhower warned the military-industrial complex, these are all Nazi formulations.
You know what Hitler's other pamphlet book's name was. It was New World Order, and they even had anti-Nazi cartoons of World War II showing Hitler going, I want my New World Order.
Right. It was New World Order is a Nazi concept. And Jack Kennedy would not fight these lying CIA wars. He wouldn't do it. Jack Kennedy also didn't put troops into Laos. You had the CIA with people like Lansdale, the CIA, who wanted to develop this guerrilla, a U.S. army that could fight in the guerrilla war, asymmetric army like we have today. And they wanted no-bid contracts because before, beginning of Vietnam, if we had one weapon system, multiple companies built it. But after Vietnam, Bell built all the helicopters, and they got no bid contracts.
Hey, let's go further. You take the current head of the Senate here in Texas, David Dewhurst, lieutenant governor. He's on record working with Klaus Barbie and the CIA in the 70s in Central and South America, and he doesn't even deny it. I mean, that's how many of these guys there are. He was trained by Klaus Barbie. And for those that don't know who Klaus Barbie was, he was top SS.
And what I put out in the book is the model for coup d'etat with a patsy and an assassination was developed in the 1950s by the CIA. And they worked with Edward Bernays, who I knew, head of public relations. There was a banana company, the United Fruit Company. And the head of state from Guatemala was returning land to the people. So the CIA, Edward Bernays, Eisenhower decided they would have a coup d'etat. They created one of these false flag, bogus armies that they invaded Colombia with, CIA mercenaries, called it Freedom Fighters. They deposed the head of state. They got a new head of state they didn't like. They killed him. They assassinated him. It was a palace guard that supposedly shot this Armas, the head of the state. Nobody saw him do it. And they said, well, Armas took the rifle and killed himself. So you had the patsy dead, nobody to be blamed, a coup d'etat engineered by the CIA, and that model was the model that Dulles and the CIA used to put Lyndon Johnson in the White House with the complicity of the mob.
Incredible book, all documented. I've read it, reading it. I already know everything in it, but the way you put it together is so historical. I'll guarantee you most people out there do not know 10% of what's in this book. And when I brag and say I know it's all accurate, it's that I've done deep research for this from like 50 books. This is all in one place.
It confirms what you've been saying. This is the you know, Alex, it confirms what I wrote in Who Really Killed Kennedy. But that whole argument is the basic origin of the New World Order.
This is the book, finally one that isn't just about Kennedy being killed, but ties into why they did it, who they are. And let's go further. You know about the Vichy French, the two-year infiltration by the Nazis, how the French really stood down the Maginot Line. That's how Hitler was able to take over France and only force out the Dunkirk Expeditionary Force, the British, because they'd already paid them off. That was the model of paying off the Iraqis to stand down both times. That's the model of infiltration. Trading. They have Delta Force buying off all the local police chiefs in the U.S. right now.
And what I show is, okay, Lyndon Johnson was happy. The Kennedys were going to expose Lyndon Johnson's corruption. And they had the article set to go in Life magazine and the Bobby Baker scandal, where Johnson, with one of his pages, was running a prostitution ring out of the Senate. They were working in vending machines with the mob in Chicago, putting them on army bases and other army contracts.
Stay there, yeah. It's well known LBJ ran a lot of whores. I've even stayed in a hotel room. It's ridiculous, right downtown Austin. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The world new order.
Yeah. I order Hitler's world new order.
Everyone a foreign race. They love the poorest states. Then we bring to the world disorder. Then the poorest states. The it's the master race. The higher. Higher. Right in the poorest face, not to love. Just fool. Break this face, so be high. Right in the poorest face, so be high. Right in the poorest face.
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi with us 5 minutes to the next segment, and then popping in later in the hour, Geraldo Rivera scheduled to talk about world events. And I haven't even gotten to second command of country's nuclear arsenal is suspended in the United States, they claim, for an investigation of gambling. Yeah, right. Our intel's there's missing nukes at a Dyess Air Force Base, and we have that from very high-level sources, and no one ever denied it or responded to it, even though we called them more than 10 times and sent emails. But finishing up with the Kennedy situation, this book explains the entire history of it, why it happened, and ties it into the coup d'etat over this country. Who really killed Kennedy? Available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And they are just harassing companies all over the U.S., shutting down factories, harassing doctors, even doctors that have small clinics. They're shutting down industry everywhere. That's exactly what the Nazis did, not just in Germany, but everywhere else. They shut down everybody but party members. So it's really a takeover of the economy. I think America's waking up to this, though, Dr. Corsi. We see the indicators of it everywhere.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, it ties in to what you've been saying, Alex. I mean, Lyndon Johnson was happy to use the false flag and the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never happened, to fight the war and to allow the Vietnam War to be in the control of the CIA, also running drugs at the same time. The CIA has always worked with the mob in running drugs. In fact, one of the assassins I point out who was found in Dallas, November 22, 1963, was a well-known Corsican international assassin who went back to the attempts to kill de Gaulle, who was helping with the mob and the CIA with the drug trafficking in Vietnam. There's another reason the military and the CIA and, you know, big business wanted Vietnam to be fought. Huge amount of drugs were going
to
be fought.
And by the way, de Gaulle was also trying to be president of France as well and not being part of NATO and wanted his own nuclear weapons. That's why they tried to kill him.
Of course. And also it ties into, as you said, the current. I bring it forward because Kennedy was also going to eliminate the Federal Reserve. He was going to break up the CIA. Instead, what we have is a world that the Nazis would have loved to have lived in, with Germany heading the EU, not a shot fired, a regional government controlled by Germany in the EU, transatlantic partnership, the NSA listening to every conversation in America, and a huge welfare state. It's a Nazi model. And then wars. No one should be surprised. Saddam Hussein. No weapons of mass destruction. Of course, it was a CIA lie from the beginning. And it's going on today. Assad using the chemical weapons. More CIA lies. John Kerry beating the war drum, the Secretary of State, when in fact the UN says it was the rebels. When in fact, you know, why are we going to support Al-Qaeda and these jihadi mercenaries in Syria? There's no good guys. We've already supported them in Benghazi and in Libya to defeat Gaddafi. We're on the wrong side of, you know, the Muslim world fighting with Al-Qaeda. We've become Al-Qaeda. And it's all a CIA lie. These wars are fought not for U.S. interests, but to benefit the Saudi Arabians.
And it's a war on the individual and the free market because we're a threat to them. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of have iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.